Dark Vegas Tales, the most hardcore lunar punk shit talking.
Okay, that's fair. And how does it feel overall? I mean, to finally have a token.
Well, it does feel pretty good, actually. You know, after almost half a decade of working without any funding, it's kind of nice to finally have some funds pouring into the ecosystem. And I'm glad that we eventually chose the most independent approach instead of relying on some grants, KYC, VC, or billionaires.
Yeah, want to explain why we launched on Ethereum?
Okay, so some listeners might think that we are anti-Ethereum or something like that, but that's not the case. Because Ethereum is the most decentralized blockchain that supports smart contracts and has a lot of liquidity and the best DeFi protocols and a very strong community. Despite being saturated with all these compliant actors, VC, and cypherpunk imposters.
And parasites.
Yeah, and that one, too.
We should give it some ivermectin and see if Ethereum turns into a giant horse.
Okay, whatever you say. Anyway, so what I was trying to say is that at the moment the best setup is to launch your token on Ethereum mainnet and then bridge it to various layer 2 solutions or other layer 1 chains like Solana. That's the most censorship-resistant setup.
Yeah, but we already experienced censorship on Ethereum.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that surveillance company, which falsely marked us as impersonators on fucking Uniswap. That one?
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, that was not on-chain censorship, but I guess we can categorize that as a form of censorship within the Ethereum ecosystem, imposed by third-party slave tech services.
Whatever. You should explain that to people.
Yeah, sure. So Uniswap is a permissionless decentralized exchange that consists of immutable smart contracts on the Ethereum blockchain. So it's a very censorship-resistant setup. Everything is cool and cypherpunk, right? Well, here is the problem. Most people interact with Uniswap using its official frontend, which is a regular website operated by a compliant company and hosted on a centralized server. And that brings a lot of troubles. For example, Uniswap frontend relies on a third-party service called BlockAid to flag suspicious tokens. BlockAid is a typical compliant company based in the US and Israel, and it received almost $100 million in funding from various traditional venture capital firms, such as Sequoia and Google Ventures. And what they do is they provide various blockchain surveillance services to different Ethereum and Solana businesses, such as Uniswap, Jupiter, and many centralized exchanges. And so, long story short, this BlockAid company flagged our token as an impersonator.
And they are clearly not doing that for free. I mean, they have to generate a lot of revenue after raising all this money from VC, right? And so they're leeching on the crypto industry. And then people wonder why Uniswap token is doing so poorly for so long.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. They are one of those many middlemen who get a small cut from all your Web3 interactions, even though you never explicitly gave your consent for that. And most of the time, you don't even know how many middlemen are involved, even in very basic interactions. So it's very similar to Web2, actually. That said, I wouldn't necessarily blame BlockAid for the low price of the UNI token, but they are definitely part of the bigger problem.
And why do you think they flagged the token as impersonator?
Well, it's hard to say. They basically operate on presumption of guilt, assuming that developers are guilty until proven innocent.
What do you mean?
So BlockAid automatically flags many tokens as suspicious or malicious or impersonators or honeypots and so on. And then it's your job as a token issuer to reach out to them and to comply with all sorts of BS if you want to get rid of that flag. And they even have a special form for developers to preemptively verify a project to prevent false malicious flags.
Ah, that's such a centralized permissioned bullshit. It was so much free just 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But Uniswap also has a blacklist of almost 1,000 banned tokens called unsupported tokens. I took a quick look at that list and the selection of tokens is pretty weird. They ban some scam tokens and then some random meme coins like Cum Rocket. And then they also ban a lot of indexes.
Why? What's wrong with indices?
So, I firstly found a DGEN token in that list.
Do you mean the Farcaster shit?
No, not that meme coin. It's actually very sad that Farcaster wasted such a cool meme on some slave tech. But anyways. I meant the original DGEN token. The one that was launched by Indexed Finance around 2021 when we were all searching for alpha and aping into early DeFi protocols while consuming daily copium from Red Phone Crypto, Supermassive, and other early DGENs.
Oh yeah, that DGEN. That one was cool.
Yeah, it was. It had such an amazing ethos. It's sad that the index got exploited.
It's okay. We learned a lot from those early experiments. Anyway, I have an idea. Should we airdrop Spasm tokens to all DGEN holders?
An airdrop. I don't know, that's an interesting idea though. Anyway, let's think about it next year when the ecosystem grows bigger and stronger.
Yeah, let's revisit this idea. It seems interesting. But what about Uniswap? Do they only blacklist exploited indices?
Okay, Uniswap. I actually think that they ban indexes because of compliance. Because I later found some old and well-known indexes like DeFi Pulse Index with a ticker DPI, which has not been exploited, and it still has around 10 million market cap. However, it's also banned, and many other indexes are banned as well. Moreover, I don't think that Uniswap Labs actually cares about users and their safety, because here's the thing. The real DPI token is banned, right? So you cannot trade it. But there is half a dozen of scam tokens with the same exact ticker and logo. Basically, actual impersonators. But you can easily trade them on the official Uniswap website.
Wait, what? So you can trade all these shitty impersonator tokens, but you cannot trade the original legit token? Really? Nice. That's fucking ridiculous. That's exactly what regulations lead to. There is no way this shit can happen in a free market.
Yeah, it is very entertaining though. And so then I looked into their criteria for banning tokens, and they obviously listed regulatory requirements, fraud, and so on. But here is another one that you'll like. They also listed copyright infringement, like all the stuff related to intellectual property, trademarks, and other nonsense.
Oh man, fucking Uniswap enforces anti-free speech laws across the world on behalf of one nation-state government. Good job, Uniswap. Good job.
Yeah, I knew you would like it. I think you'll have to elaborate on this one, though, because many people won't get your point.
Easy. So the U.S. enforces its laws far beyond its jurisdiction. Most of the time it's done through huge corporations that operate in different countries across the globe, but they have to comply with all the U.S. laws because they are simply based in the U.S. or owned or managed by the Americans. However, many other non-US-based companies are also forced into full compliance because they are often threatened with sanctions and various international law enforcement actions. Thus, a lot of regular people across the globe have to obey US rules, especially in the financial sector.
Yeah, this is a well-known fact, but I meant that not everybody understands why the US has very strong anti-free speech laws. Can you unpack that?
Oh, okay. I can do this one as well. So a lot of brainwashed American zombies say that they have free speech because of the First Amendment. And that's exactly what a compliant slave would say, that he is being treated well by his good lord. So they religiously believe in the power of some illegitimate bullshit written a few hundred years ago on a piece of paper the same as they believe in legitimacy of Bible and its laws. But the Bill of Rights has zero legitimacy, especially nowadays, and it's the same with the second U.S. Constitution. Like, the whole system is based purely on faith, and blood, and obedient compliance, and it was simply enforced onto people from the get-go.
No. That's a bit too far. The illegitimacy of existing constitutions as Genesis social agreements is another libertarian rabbit hole, and it will take us at least an hour to discuss that. So let's skip it. There's plenty of information on the internet on this topic, so let's focus on anti-free speech laws. And keep in mind that we have to come back to Ethereum after that.
Oh man, you cut the most fun part. But anyways, so even if we ignore the fact that all these laws are illegitimate, the whole concept of copyrights is bullshit. And it's deeply anti-free speech, because you cannot own a thought. and you cannot own a sequence of words or letters or zeros and ones, like binaries, and any information can be converted to binaries. And so if you restrict others from using certain sequences of sounds or written characters or binaries, then you're simply restricting their freedom of speech. Basically, you cannot have copyright laws and freedom of speech at the same time. This just doesn't make any sense. It's the same as you cannot have hate speech laws and freedom of speech. They are simply incompatible. And since the US has very strict copyright laws, and it likes enforcing its rules across the globe, it basically acts as a global censor alongside with the European Union of Socialist Republics and other nation states. It's a club of very powerful adversaries, and it tries to limit basic freedoms of everybody in this world. And so Uniswap enforces anti-free speech laws on behalf of this global adversary.
Yeah, that was a good explanation, thanks.
My pleasure. And so is Spasm still tagged as impersonator?
Yes, it is. And I actually reported false positive on Blockade website through a special form, saying that we don't impersonate any token, and that the project has been live for almost 5 years. However, as a typical slave tech company, they required an email address. So I clearly stated that emails are slave tech, and that there was no need for any follow-up, and that I was available on Session and Noster and Simple X.
Ha ha ha, nice. Resist the slave tech, and what happened then?
Nothing. A few weeks passed, but nothing changed. So we are still flagged as impersonators, even though we never tried to impersonate any project, and we even submitted a false positive report.
Yeah, and this surveillance company, Blockade, still leeches on the crypto industry?
Pretty much, yeah. Although, at some point I've noticed that we were suddenly flagged as a potential honeypot, but then later as impersonators again.
So are we impersonators or a honeypot?
I don't know. I guess both, but it's kind of weird. Maybe they indeed tagged us with two different flags. Or maybe they changed a flag to a honeypot after my false positive report. But then they reversed a decision due to some internal policy, since I refused to engage in this email BS. Or maybe Uniswap caches tags or a server to save money on API calls. But in some parts of the website, it always makes these API calls. That could explain different flags. Anyway, I don't know. I just know that apparently we are not enough compliant for them, so they have to tag us as bad guys.
Yeah, fucking slave tech. But do you have any idea why did they flag the token as impersonator?
Well, I have a few ideas, but it's a typical proprietary closed source company, so we can only guess. It might be connected to our cool vanity address. Because there might be another token that also has all threes at the start and at the end of its address. But that would mean that Blockade has a pretty dumb algorithm that doesn't account for vanity addresses.
Right.
And there is also another token with the same exact ticker, but it has a different name. It's called Spasm by Virtuals. And it was created by actual scammers who tried to impersonate us when we were trying to launch on Virtuals. However, that token doesn't have any trading volume, and it's tagged as malicious.
Wait. So Blockade blacklisted us for impersonating a malicious token, which was actually impersonating us. Oh man, I fucking love all this crypto shit. It's like that famous Spider-Man meme, you know?
Yes, it's pretty entertaining. And it's also very easy to fix that. But I guess Blockade has other priorities than helping users.
And so what's the plan then? Should we do anything about it?
No, there's no need to take any actions. As you say, resist the slave tech.
Nice, man, nice. I like the spirit. So then let's fly this impersonator flag proudly as a proof that we are free men and not some compliant slaves.
Yep. Well said. Let's wear this impersonator badge with honor. Besides, Uniswap Labs is a private company, so they can build whatever they want, including centralized infrastructure with many middlemen.
Well, I'm not sure about that, because they do have a DAO and they push their Uni token to the masses. But then they scammed people, because all this decentralized governance thing turned out to be total bullshit.
Yeah, you're right. But then what's your solution? Have many mirrors and run front-end locally?
Yes. There should be an easy-to-deploy open-source front-end with many mirrors. And we should also be able to directly interact with Uniswap protocols from our wallets. And I don't mean some API shit. No, it should directly call all the necessary functions. No parasites, no middlemen. Well, we only need one RPC, but that's it. But Uniswap chose to rely on a centralized infrastructure, and to be based in a hostile jurisdiction. They could have at least moved to friendlier jurisdictions and innovate from there.
This is a short clip from Dark Vegas Tales Episode 1, called Ethereum Runs on Slave Tech. You can find the full episode at dark.vegas or darkvegas.if. And don't be a compliance slave. Subscribe to Dark Vegas Tales on Spasm, Nostr, and RSS.